Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Whenever this podcast may be reaching your earways, you are now tuned in to Pair Talk, the podcast Reloaded. I am your host, First Lady Christina Renee. And well. This morning went to a slightly different beat. I wasn't able to wake up to get to the gym on time. But fortunately for me, I actually do have a treadmill at home as well as other gym equipment. So guess what? We're not going to make excuses. We're going to do what we said we were going to do, no matter how we feel. And at this point, you already know the drill. After the workout, after I get these juices flowing, we'll have a message for today. So stay tuned, and I'll talk to you guys after this workout. All right, guys, I am back, and this workout is complete. Well. This morning, I must say I shocked myself. Not going to the gym, I'm not going to lie. When I got up and I looked at the time, and I saw that if I left my house, you know, at this time, I wasn't going to be able to be productive within my day. But I didn't make an excuse, because I'm not going to lie. I'm going to just tell you guys my internal thoughts. I was like, well, I might as well just lay down, use today as my rest day, and then start again tomorrow. But something inside of me said, no, you wanted something different. Now, obstacles are going to come, but you got to find a way to provide a solution. So guess what? I own a treadmill. I own weights. I own mats. I own weighted balls. I own all of that stuff. So if I'm not able to make it to the gym, which is just a preference, it's just a preference now. If I'm not able to make it to the gym, I'm not able to make it to do a run, it's no excuse, because all the tools that I need to be successful, I already possess them, internal and external. So the message for today is, everything that you need, you already have. Every single thing that you need, you already have. Stop looking for advice from people. Stop searching YouTube to find an answer for your life purpose. Everything that you need, you already have. Tell yourself that. Become one with that true statement, because that's facts. Everything that you need, you already have. Even as an infant, you had the capability, you possessed the ability to walk, you possessed the ability to talk. All those things are skills. Walking is a skill. That's why you practice it. Talking is a skill. That's why kids babble. Everything that you do is a skill, okay? So that means that everything that you need inside of you, you're already equipped. So stop telling yourself, oh, I need to wait until this. Oh, I need to wait until that. No. Shut up. Do it now. Yes, I said shut up. Sometimes we talk to ourselves too nice when we should talk to ourselves a little more direct and a little more disciplined. You have the discipline to be successful. And if you don't believe me, think of one thing in your life that you're actually disciplined in, whether that be not eating after a certain time, not choosing to go out and drink, not choosing to do certain things. If you possess the discipline in one area, you also possess the discipline in another area. You just have to apply it. I'm going to use myself, for example. I don't eat meat. Well, I'm sorry. I don't eat like red meat. I don't eat chicken. I don't eat turkey. And this has been going on since 2017. I don't eat meat. I'm a pescatarian. Or I would identify as an ovo-lacto-pescatarian. Okay, for those that are into words. That is discipline. My family is from the South, the deep South. So that means that every single meal from when I was old enough to eat table food up until maybe in my 20s, I ate any type of home cooked food that you could think of. Fast food was a non-option for me. Okay. One day I decided I wasn't forced. It wasn't something somebody imprinted on me. I decided to change certain things that I did. I started out being vegan, And I ain't gonna lie, veganism is very expensive. And then also, you just read labels all the time because there's so many things that contain so many animal byproducts. I'm not gonna get too much into that. Long story short, I ended up being an ovo-lacto pescatarian. And I've been that way since 2017, right? But if I can be disciplined to not eat ribs, to not eat chicken, and these are things that I actually like. You know, I didn't give up something that I didn't like. I actually like ribs. I actually like all flats, wings, fried hard. I actually like a ham sandwich. I like those things, but I chose to make a change. So I was really disciplined in that. So I got to thinking, you know, if I can be disciplined in one area, then let's see if I can apply that discipline in other areas of my life. And guess what? Baby is snatched. Okay? I'm snatched. I apply that same discipline to exercise. And I'm getting snatched. No BBL for me. I'm not knocking nobody to get it. I'm just using this as a reference. Not getting that. Because everything that I needed, I already had. I didn't have to go out and get it. Things should only compliment you. They don't make you. You understand what I'm saying? Shoes compliment your feet. They're not your feet. They're not. They're in addition to what you already have. Your clothes are not your body. They go on top of your body. It's an addition to what you already have. I mean, this word will touch the ones that need to hear it. Seriously, sometimes you're going to get the jokes and sometimes you're going to get straight spirit. Everything that you need, you already have it. Stop playing with yourself. People play with you because you play with you. Get more serious about you and watch everything around you change. Watch everything around you change. It's unacceptable. Do better today. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait until next week. Don't wait until the 1st of October. Don't wait until the New Year's resolution. Start today. Because remember, you are building your future today. The past is gone. It's never coming back. It's never coming back. And the future doesn't exist without the present action. So if you're not taking actions today, you cannot expect a better future tomorrow. So again, the word or the message today is everything that you want, you already possess. Everything that you want to do, you already have the tools. You equipped. Everything is already in a toolbox. Stop playing with yourself. Can't even remember if I said my name. My name is First Lady Christina Renee, and you were tuned into Pair Talk, the podcast Reloaded. And thank you guys for sharing your time with me, listening to what I have to say. And if you feel like this message could touch somebody, send it to them. And if not, I appreciate you listening anyway. You have an amazing hump day. Okay? Have a great day, whatever day you listening to this. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love. Hey, 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 Saturday, love. On that note, I will catch you guys in the next podcast. Take care of yourself.